And we shall swerve away from those quantum perplexities for a moment to consider more immediate concerns about energy. Our PhD student this week is at Deakin University in Victoria, and his name is Tristan Simons.
Who out there in radio land is concerned about the effect our energy production is having on the planet? If you are, then you might think that solar and wind power are great ways to move away from dirty, carbon-emitting fossil fuels. It's a wonderful image. The world's energy needs being met by a bright sunny day or a cool, pleasant breeze. But what stops the lights going out when the sun doesn't shine or the wind doesn't blow? The answer to this question lies in energy storage. Renewable energy sources give an interrupted supply of power, so it's important to save some power for a rainy day. The simplest solution is to use our wind turbine or solar farm to charge up a battery, which we can then use later when it's needed. But there is a problem. There are lots of different types of batteries to do lots of different types of jobs, but we simply don't have a rechargeable battery that is cheap enough or green enough to do this job. This is the subject of my PhD research, the Zinc Air Rechargeable Battery. It's the bigger, better battery that can store huge amounts of energy where it's generated, then dispense it when it's needed. This battery uses cheap zinc metal at the negative terminal and oxygen taken straight from the air at the positive terminal to generate electricity. However, this wonderful piece of clean technology has a drawback. It cannot be recharged. One of the main reasons that it can't be recharged is that when the battery is used, zinc metal gets dissolved away from the smooth metal surface into the liquid inside the battery, known as an electrolyte. When it gets recharged, we need to get the zinc out of the electrolyte and back onto the conducting metallic surface. When this happens, it needs to be reapplied just the way it was when we started, as a smooth surface. Otherwise, the battery short circuits and dies. Imagine you were painting your whole house. Some movers come along and take all your furniture away so you can paint. When you're done, they bring it all back again. But you notice something. The bed is in the kitchen. The toaster's in the toilet. Your possessions are not in the same place they were when they took them away. Just as a good mover would remember that the toilet is not the home of the toaster, a good electrolyte will put zinc back onto the electrode in a smooth shape when the battery gets recharged. In my project, I've made some new electrolytes, and I found that I can deposit zinc from them. But small changes in the recipe can give drastically different shapes of zinc. If you add some water, it creates a nice smooth surface made of tiny needles. Take the water away, and the zinc becomes a jagged, spongy mess, which is toaster in the toilet territory. Over the next few months, I'm heading to the UK to learn more about this important process. Using magnetic resonance imaging, I'm hoping to be able to understand how this process works by imaging the zinc in the electrolyte in real time as the battery discharges and recharges. These initial findings are my first steps towards making a rechargeable zinc air battery, which could let us rely on the wind and the sun as primary power sources, even when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine. Thank you.